Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Maseches Bikurim, Perek Beis, Mishnah Yod, Mishnah Yod Aleph. And today's Mishnahs are being learned Leilu Nishmas, Maris Miriam, Sarah, Basar, Yaakov, Maisha, Hernish, Shama, Shadav, and Aliyah, and Beschos, Rachel, Basar, Gittel, and Daniel, Yezmer, and Spari, Rachel, Lishi, Bikibesh, Rezar, Shalkayama, Bikurim, Mamish. Now in Mishnahs, we started talking about an animal, which is called a koi. And a koi is a suffix. We're not so sure if it's a chaya or if it's a behema. Is it a wild animal or is it a domesticated animal? And we said that this animal has certain similarities to chayas, certain similarities to behemoths, certain similarities to both of them, and certain things that it's not similar to either a chaya or a behema. So now Mishnah Yud Aleph continues with that. Ketzad shavel a behema. How is a koi similar to a behema? So number one, chel by usur kechel of behema. The forbidden fats of this koi are usur, just like forbidden fats of an animal are usur. However, ein chayav an olav karis, a person is not chayav karis for eating them. Furthermore, ve'inoy nilkach bekesef meiser lechol b'Yerushalayim. A koi is not allowed to be bought with money of meiser sheni to be eaten in Yerushalayim. We know that when a person has money of meiser sheni, he's got to go to Yerushalayim and he can buy all sorts of foodstuffs there with it. However, if a person wants to buy meat with his money of meiser sheni, he's not allowed to just go to the butcher and buy some meat. He has to buy an animal which is used as a carbon. He can't just buy a regular animal, it's got to be used as a carbon. So he can't use his money of Meiser Sheni to buy a koi. Lastly, v'chayev b'zrayu l'chayem v'keva, a koi is chayev in zrayu l'chayem and keva. We've had this previously, which is when an animal is shechted, not as a carbon. A person is just shechting an animal because he wants to have a nice steak dinner, so he has to give these three parts of the animal to a koyin. So when he's eating a koi, he has to give these three parts to a koyin. Now Rabbi Lezer patters him from giving zrayu l'chayem and keva to a koyin. Why is that? Because someone that's trying to take from his friend, he's the one that has to bring the raya that it belongs to him. So if a koi knocks on his neighbor's door and says, hey, I just saw that you shechted your koi and you didn't give me the zraya l'chayim and keva. Since the koi is the mitzi, the koi is the one that's trying to take from his neighbor, so the koi is the one that has to bring a raya that it's a behema and not a chaya. Moving on to Mishnah Yud Aleph, the Mishnah says, Ketzad einei shaveh loy l'chaya v'loy l'behema. Where do we see that a koi is not similar to either a chaya or a behema? So number one is asur mishum kilayim. It's asur because of kilayim. Im a chaya v'im ha-behema, with both a chaya and a behema. So we know there's an isra of kilayim, there's an isra to mix two different types of animals. That's why they're being bred together, meaning to have children from these two different types of animals, or if they're being worked together. In both these situations, a koi is not to be paired with either a chaya or a behema. Furthermore, ha-kais v'chayas v'behemti l'b'noi, if a person writes over his chayas or his behemas to his son, he writes a shtar, writes a document, I'm giving all of my chayas to my son, I'm giving all my behemas to my son. A koi is not included in this shtar, because it's not a chaya or a behema. And in Amar, if a person says, Hareni Nazir, I'm going to be a Nazir, Shezeh Chaya, because this koi in front of me is a chaya, a behema. I'm going to be a Nazir because this koi is a behema. So Harehu Nazir, he has to be a Nazir. And that's not because it's a chaya or a behema, that's because we're misafik. We're not so sure whether or not it's a chaya or a behema. And whenever we have a Nazirus misafik, if a person tried to make himself a Nazir, and we're misafik if he's really a Nazir, we have to be machmir and say that he is. And lastly, the Mishnah concludes, Usha'ar kol drachav, regarding all other things having to do with a koi, shavin l'chaya v'la behema, it's both compared to a chaya and a behema. For example, v'ton shchita kaze v'kaze, it needs to be shechted just like this one and that one. Just like we have to shecht a chaya or a behema if we want to eat it, so too we have to shecht a koi if we want to eat it. Umetame mishum nevelu mishum ever menachai kaze v'kaze, and a koi which dies is going to be tame because of nevela, and a person has an isra of ever menachai, he's not allowed to cut a limb off of this koi and eat it, and that's just like a chaya and a behema. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with Paragimel, Mishnah Aleph, and Beis. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.